U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut hosted a forum today with representatives of European governments and Connecticut companies to discuss opportunities to export goods and services from the state. WSHU's Craig Lamolt reports the meeting comes shortly after the U.S. and European Union kicked off negotiations for a massive trade agreement across the Atlantic.
That agreement's called the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. It's expected to reduce or eliminate tariffs and could increase European investment in the region. The British Consul General of New England, Susie Kitchens, says in 2012, the EU purchased $5.4 billion worth of Connecticut products and $3.1 billion worth of services.
If this increases by 23% because of TTIP, that will create 9,000 new jobs in the state.
Kitchens joined representatives from Germany and Italy, as well as American commerce officials, in a panel discussion in Bridgeport on the trade negotiations. One of the audience members was Beverly Dacey, who runs a Connecticut-based family business called Amadex, which makes a stain-removing product. Dacey told the panel about her difficulties exporting her product to Greece, which required her to disclose all of the product's components, which are the company's trade secrets.
Circulated around the office, and everybody said, forget it. We do this, we're out of business.
Senator Murphy says the trade agreement should simplify the process for exporting products to Europe.
We're trying to say that when you make a tube of toothpaste here, you shouldn't have to abide by 28 different requirements for what that tube looks like over in Europe, that there should be one standard that we should be able to make our products to.
Not everyone agrees uniform standards are a good thing. Debbie Barker is the international director of the nonprofit institute, the Center for Food Safety.
He used the example of a tube of toothpaste, which sounds probably rather innocuous. But, for example, this agreement, the intention is to actually have that apply to many, many, say, food and public health standards.
Barker says her concern is that in cases of meat inspections, for example, if we have a higher standard in the U.S. than in Europe, the agreement might require us to lower that standard. She also questions the number of jobs that proponents are saying the agreement would create. Murphy says he hopes to have an agreement on the trade deal by the end of next year or soon after that. Craig Lamolt, WSHU News.